Biden commutes sentences of 37 death row inmates. By Simon Kent on December 23, 2024. President Joe Biden has acted 28 days before he leaves office to commute the sentences of 37 of 40 individuals on federal death row, converting their punishments to life imprisonment. AP reports a long list of convicted offenders will be spared after they were sentenced for a range of criminal acts, including the slayings of police and military officers, people on federal land and those involved in deadly bank robberies or drug deals, as well as the killings of guards or prisoners in federal facilities. "I've dedicated my career to reducing violent crime and ensuring a fair and effective justice system," Biden said in a statement confirming the commutations. "Today, I am commuting the sentences of 37 of the 40 individuals on federal death row to life sentences without the possibility of parole. These commutations are consistent with the moratorium my administration has imposed on federal executions in cases other than terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. The three inmates who will remain on federal death row include Jokhar Tsarnaev, who helped carry out the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, and Dylan Roof, who in 2015 shot and killed 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina. Robert Bowers, who killed 11 Jewish worshippers during a 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, will also remain on death row." Biden took a political jab at President-elect Donald Trump while making his announcement, saying, "In good conscience, I cannot stand back and let a new administration resume executions that I halted." For his part, AP notes Trump, who takes office on January 20, has spoken frequently of expanding executions. In a speech announcing his 2024 campaign, Trump called for those caught selling drugs to receive the death penalty for their heinous acts. He later promised to execute drug and human smugglers while during his first term as president, Trump also advocated for the death penalty for drug dealers. As Breitbart News previously reported, at the beginning of December, Pope Francis called for people to pray for those on death row in the United States, and that the inmates' sentences may be commuted. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.